Good morning, New Eden. Today is April 14th, 2024, and this is the Federation Frontline Report. I'm your host, Frozen Fallout, and my co-host tonight is Samson.
Good morning, New Eden. How y'all doing?
Hey, and Nightflyer.
Everybody, hope you're having a great time, and I just wanted to find out what's happened out in Samson Land.
Are we... Oh, God damn it. Samson Land. We got to remember there's that
there's... There's that old chestnut. Not much, you know. I mean, happy to be back. It's been a little while since we've done a show. Life happens, you know.
Yeah, real life.
And yeah, true. The last time we were on a show, I think it was just me and Frozen, actually. Yeah, so welcome back, Nightflyer.
Yeah, how's... you guys did the warfare wrap up, and when I was at work, I came in like the last like 2 seconds. I like flew home to get here to watch you guys like.
That's epic.
I hate when I gotta work for a living.
Yeah, same. I mean, you know, first world problems, I guess.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable. We're gonna be dude now. So how's things on outer space for you guys? Anything fun going on? Any encounters that you guys have had that you want to talk about? I hear that the war front is insane.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been on a lot lately. Gwen hasn't been in, but most recently I did sign back on and do a little bit of gate camping, and I did have some interceptors come through my gate, and you know I just rock on the usual setup, dual gnosises and you know, some eyes on the other side, and it was a crusader and a not a stiletto, a claw. It was a crusader and a claw, and I was like, I bet I can catch one of these fools. I'm betting I can catch the Crusader. And I did. And I blapped him. And I don't think they liked that too much. So what I did was later on, they came back with like a VedMac and something else, I think. And plus a claw and a Crusader. So I was like, okay, now they want to play. They want to kill me. They want to kill me. So what I did was I undocked a single Burdick's Navy and I put it on the gate. And the claw, and my thought was, I'm just going to see what they're going to bring. I can just jump through with that tune because she's got, you know, sex status is not -5. It's like -3.5 or whatever. And charm is 0.6. So she wouldn't get shot by the cops. So I was like, well, let's do that. And I get on the gate. And a claw comes in and it starts shooting me. And the problem I had was I still had a criminal timer because I'm a filthy pirate that's gate camping. So I was sitting on the gate and I'm like, God damn it. Is this claw really going to like kill my Burdick's Navy? Like, I don't think so. Like, it was just whittling down me forever. And I had a couple of Galmil guys come through. And I was like, hey, guys, a little help. Because I'm still playing the victim here, right? Hey, guys, a little help here. Could you kill this claw to get me out? And they're like, yeah, we can't, bro. We'll die from gate guns. Because they were just in frigates. And I was like, oh, shit, yeah, that's right. These guys aren't, you know, filthy criminal as filthy criminals as I am. So I was like, don't worry about it. And he's like, he's like, just jump through. And I was like, criminal timer. So I can't really do that right now. And I was like, but I'll be fine. Because, like, and then once he got me to, like, I want to say 75% hull, which, of course, it's a hull-tanked Burdick's Navy. So, like, you know, I've been sitting there for, like, 10. Like, I actually waited out the timer before they got there. But I was still chilling. And, like, so, like, 10 minutes. And then a VedMac comes in. And I'm like, okay, that's going to kill me. Like, if that comes in at range, it can just it'll kill me eventually. So I undocked a Varger. Because why wouldn't you undock the Varger?
Of course. When all else fails, undock the Varger.
So I undock the Varger, and now, like, the VedMac's showing up and a Crusader's showing up, and as soon as the Vargr lands, the Vedmak fucks off. And I wasn't really paying attention. What I meant to say was I was also baiting with the Vargr. Mm-hmm. I let his shields drop from gate guns. My Vargr shields completely dropped from gate guns. And I was like, oh, I should rep. So I repped and then I warped out and they're like, whatever. But I couldn't hit the claw with the Vargr. So the claw still had my fucking Brutix stuck there. And I was like, this is annoying. And then the Crusader comes in. So I warp out and then I warp in a Hawk and I just blap the Crusader off. So now I've killed two Crusaders. I forgot a key point. The first time the guy in the claw was a different character, but they're all the same corp. After I killed the Crusader, I caught the Crusader, the claw came back and tried to do that, and I killed the claw with my gnosises. But I could not kill the claw with the Brutix because it was a blaster fit. So now the second claw, so now they're down two Crusaders and a claw, and the last claw still has me held there, so I undocked my Vedmak and just popped it. And I was like, good fight. So I killed four interceptors for the price of one. So that was fun. And that was in Yvangir, of course.
Oh yeah, Yvangir.
What about you guys?
Yeah, what's up, Nightflyer? What have you been up to lately? What news do you bring from the far reaches of the land?
Yeah, well, Nightflyer's been docked up a little bit. As you know, Noir left Faction Warfare, so he's been doing Noir stuff. And
we're doing that. Noir stuff. You know, it's classified.
It's still kind of hush hush. You have to listen.
We're not in the loop anymore, Frozen, so we can't talk about it.
Yeah.
But Mago Pizza's been out and about. She has been flying with Kurik and the pizza guys. And we have been fighting a lot in Fluya, Hadilus, and Aboon. Aboon was the big kind of battleground that we were in the last week. I've been flying the Algos a lot again lately. So I just like the ship. Trying different fits between blasters and rails and just a solid newt fit. And
the newt fits are kind of scary.
Yeah.
Newts are nasty.
So people, you know, you're not waiting for it. Next thing you know, you got four newts on you and you're done. But I soloed a Punisher
with nice. In a plus. And it wasn't bait.
And it wasn't bait. It was not. We were hoping it was, but it was not. So I wish I had a little more exciting story than that, but it was. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much it. So
it's okay. I only killed like four frigates. Is nothing really. It's just like compared to the shit that we've all done before. I was just, you know.
Yeah, it's been a pretty.
You know, hoping that you can get some damage and keep them. And so, the Punishers can be really tanky if you don't know the fit. I mean, I think I had a Punisher that's...
Yeah, if he's a repper, then he's effed, right? If you got newts. But if he's a brick tank, then he's obviously bait. But
not really changing up much, except for that, you know, you might be taking off some damage, but a lot of times they're autocannon fit, so that it doesn't have any capturing. And... I always am surprised at how long the Punisher will live. The only thing I don't like about the Punisher is it only has one mid-slot. And speaking of the Punisher,
Two, right?
It has two mid-slots. You know, one for propulsion, yeah. One for...
And you should maybe not necessarily always have propulsion, because if you're just bait and you're sitting on the beacon, you can have, you know, a scram and a web or something.
True.
But then you can't move.
But then, yeah, you're killing a lot of your mobility for a mobility inhibitor, which you know, it might be better just to have the afterburner, basically.
Yeah.
I recently ran into a Punisher and a Merlin that were trying to, you know, flip Fliette, and I was like, you know, I was in my Fed Navy Comet, and I was like, I just was like, you know what, let's see what happens here. And so I ended up warping in on both a Merlin and a Punisher, and I was like, okay, so the first thing I need to take down is the Merlin, and then I'll deal with whittling down that fucking Punisher in the end. I guess they ended up burning out their guns, according to after interview that I had with them about what went wrong. I blitzed in, just started burning down the Merlin. Merlin was armor and shield rep, so both of them were like super heavy tanks.
Cool rep.
But I was able just to eat through, you know, both of those and actually keep enough range. It had a web on the Punisher, and the Merlin had a web and a scram, I believe. And I had an afterburner, so I was able to still maneuver to a certain degree, but the dual webs did not work out in their favor as much as they had hoped. I was able to, you know, and then once I was able to take down the Merlin, I was able to just free up, and I was at like 50% hull at this point, and I got out with like 30% hull after killing the Punisher.
Yeah, because that frees up a lot, gets rid of all that DPS.
Oh yeah, it just saved my life basically once I could get out to like 15-10 kilometers, you know, just kind of bounce in between those, and then I actually lost point in web, but he didn't warp off immediately, so I was able to punch through and actually get the kill. So I was really happy about that. I did some gate camping in Abazon. We got a nester that came in from the Shara gate, and we got a what else did we get? Some crazy ass pod that was the porpoise pod, I believe. Yeah, Apple.
Oh, it was a porpoise pod.
Yeah, so we killed the porpoise, and then its pod was worth 1.9. Let's see here, it was.
Did it have mind links?
It had crystal, mid-grade crystal set, basically.
Oh, okay.
Gunslinger, Squire. Capacitor management, Squire, capacitor.
Gunslinger? Was he in the wrong pod, or was it a battle porpoise?
No, the it was not a battle porpoise.
Pod.
I guess that's his pod, you know? He just uses it for every ship.
I've got good on him.
Like that, so.
Spectre Fleet thanks you for your donation.
The Nestor was 2.7 billion ISK, and nothing really crazy, you know, a Republic Fleet capacitor. It did have an A-type Corelli multi-spec coating that was worth 163 million that dropped, an A-type Corpium energized membrane, explosive membrane that was worth 107 million. But nothing really. Oh, it dropped a succubus. That's worth
it. Dropped.
Oh no, that's got to be the frigate bay.
Yeah, the frig bay. Yeah.
So it. How did we not catch the succubus? Did the succubus get out?
It could have. Succubus is have that over afterburner. Maybe we weren't paying attention or something. But
it's not dead. Interesting. So.
I didn't get in on the fleet earlier, but Cryo Nano did a Big Game Hunters fleet off the cuff a little while ago, and they caught a 14.8 billion Marshall.
Oh my god, dude. Yeah, so
in
many
K7 DTAC 2.
I kind of wish I would have gone on that. I was thinking about.
Yeah, I haven't been on a Spectre fleet in a while, and I really need to. I'm also just not been in the right mindset to FC one lately, but I need to get back to that. Hopefully, I can get back to that before they boot me out.
Well, you're it's always easy to get back in once you do get
it. It does seem that way.
So
I don't. It's as long as I don't get banned.
Yeah, exactly. Don't be a dick. You
really have to be a dick to get banned from Spectre Fleet. Let's face it. Like, come on, man. Don't get banned from Spectre Fleet.
Yeah, not as smart.
Yeah, they're pretty lenient, open guys over there.
Like, bunch of cool people.
I don't know what you do to piss those people off without like really trying to.
You do. You really try. That's what they do. I won't name names or anything, but I did message Frozen earlier because I saw someone in the ban logs and I was like, fucking finally, Jesus Christ. That guy was in every fleet. Like, this was like early, like way before I was an FC, but every fleet I was in just constantly whining and then like, and not holding shit. Like, the biggest rule in Spectre Fleet is if the FC says hold the fucking pod, you don't shoot it, right? E-war only, you don't shoot it. It's not that hard. Like, I have made mistakes in the past. I understand this. But you know what you do? You take your guns and you put them way down over here where they're not on any fucking hotkey. Where you have to press, like, Control Alt Shift F10 in order to fucking shoot your guns or click them. And then you don't have that problem as much. Of course, there's still a chance you clicked, because I've had this happen before too. You've clicked your guns to shoot something, yes. But that thing dies before it gets shot, and now your guns are blinking and ready to shoot the next thing. And if you don't notice that, you're fucked.
That's how I've killed many pods by accident. Like,
but if you own up to it, if you immediately say, "Hey, I'm so sorry, FC, that was a mistake, my bad," and usually good. But this person that got banned recently just. They did that on multiple fleets, and I wasn't an FC, but I was on each one of those fleets, and it happened every time, like three fleets in a row, and they were really whiny about it. And then finally, when someone said they got banned, you know, I was like, oh, okay, well, that makes sense. like it should have done it a long time ago, frankly. Like, I don't know why they stayed for that long, but like, yeah, just be cool, man. Like, don't spam, don't be. Listen to FC's commands. We're there for everybody's enjoyment, man. Like, that's what it's about. Like, I just because
my guns a lot too when we were doing the when they would actually hold. So I'd ungroup them.
I could see that. So if you fire one, it doesn't do a lot of damage. Yeah, that's a good idea too. But I mean I haven't gone that far because I always like having my guns grouped for maximum damage. But yeah, I, you know, just like, that's a PSA from me is just like, listen to your FC. We're there for your enjoyment. You know, it's not, we're not there to be a dick. We're not there for a power trip. As far as I know, I haven't met an FC inspector at least that isn't, you know, like that's an asshole, right? They're all cool people. They're all cool people. And they're there to help you have fun in the game and help everybody have fun. Like, it's not just about you. When there's 50 to 100 or more people in a fleet, you have to be respectful of the other people. That's all. That's my rant, Frozen.
Solid. I like it. PSA brought to you by the Federation Frontline Report. But yeah, other than that, there's the fight is going on in Sugerento right now with the pirate base. I know that's
your base.
Thing that's happening right now. Devin is currently in the Garista war zone right now, so there's a little bit added fun on the front line for us. Lots of fighting that's going on over the battlefield.
Oh, that's a puppy.
Oh, wow. That is the cutest that puppy in the whole puppy. World.
Is that a Chihuahua Husky?
She is a miniature breed. She's called Alaskan Klee Kai. So yeah, she's the min pin of the husky breeds. So she's
that's really ridiculously 16
years old, and she weighs about 11 pounds. She's small. She's a runt
for
breed too. So they normally
it's an old lady and very tolerable.
Yeah,
I had a miniature greyhound growing up.
Blind and mostly deaf.
Oh, poor baby.
Yeah, but so we've had her 16 years. So. And apparently my wife is not here, otherwise she would not be down here looking for me. So, she's out, yeah. She's a great friend. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt your
show. No,
no. Oh, no, you're good.
That's always good to have a special guest come on, and there's a chance my dog might just, like, barge through the door here and be like, hey,
what's up? Two cats I have left do not, they do not come in here often unless they're looking for food. So.
My cats have become very interested in food, or human food. Like,
oh yeah,
like they're just like
one of my cats does that.
They used to not
Shirley.
Be so interested in it, and now they're kind of.
I mean,
like,
Shirley. They, well,
is,
they both have, you know, they both have human names, Shirley, Shirley and Zoe. But Shirley really likes to try to eat human food. We can't leave any leftovers out on our like TV tray, because that's where we eat dinner. I mean, I don't know if it's a generational thing, but that's where my wife and I always eat dinner. We eat dinner in front of our theater, you know, after cooked dinner. So, like, if we leave anything there, surely we'll start sniffing and eat crumbs off the table.
Yeah, what's with all the food you've been cooking lately?
Oh, I cook, man. I love cooking. That's if you want to know what's going on in Samson Land, it's a lot of cooking.
It's a good thing.
I really like cooking. And my wife most recently had to go gluten-free per her dietitian's recommendations, and so and dairy-free. So we were already pescatarian, so we just decided to go full vegan and gluten-free. Which is really hard if you're used to ordering food out, because you cannot order food that is both vegan and gluten-free, except for a very small, maybe 10% of like a vegan restaurant will have, like, they're getting better at it, but I've
even
basically
Southern California, I thought that was
no, yes, well, Southern vegan California, vegan, yes, right? Vegan is easy. You can have all the vegan you want, but as soon as you cut out gluten, it's near impossible, because 90% of, like, and this is another rant, Frozen, I'm sorry, and now also not sorry. 90% of plant-based fake meats or proteins. I don't really like to call them fake meats, because, like, if you're that tied to meat, then you probably shouldn't be a vegan. But and most of the things like Impossible Burger or Beyond Burger, they are gluten-free, but they are not healthy for you. They are not. I would almost say they're less healthy than like a lean turkey patty or something like that. Like, they're probably less healthy than that. But that being said, I cook with those things occasionally, but I've learned how to, like, you know, make tofu or mushrooms or things taste really good. You know, like it's all about how you cook it and what kind of spices you use. And yeah, I've been doing pretty good, and I like it. I'm a creative person. I used to be an artist. So yeah, I just think that it's one way. It's one.
You just changed your medium.
Yeah, exactly. It's changed the medium to food. But yeah, so gluten, vegan, and so if anybody out there needs tips, there's a lot of things. Yeah, because it is hard, and I do have Frozen. Devin and his wife are vegan, like strict vegan. They're not gluten-free, but they are strict vegan. So I share a lot of my cooking with him, and he cooks a lot too, and we've actually cooked a meal together at least once. But yeah, this has been Samson's cooking channel.
Yeah, well, at the heart,
we're feeding the troops, man. This is, you know, sometimes when you're out on the field, out in outer space, and
but
all you have.
I will say this. There are a couple of things. So, like, there are some things like junk food, or snacks, snacky junk food. One of my favorite things is French onion dip. Right? And I am violently lactose intolerant. So I can't make that shit with real sour cream. I'll die. So, but I have found that, because there are some that just have too much coconut flavor. And this is just what I'm gonna leave you with, but Kite Hill sour cream has the really good, like, the perfect amount of sour, and it doesn't taste like coconut, even though it has coconut. It's like, I think it's like coconut and almond or something like that. And then the other problem is the best at the time. I mean, my favorite French onion like flavoring was Lipton French onion soup packets, but those have tons of chemicals and things that you probably shouldn't be eating all the time. Not that you should be eating chips and dip all the time anyway, but I found and then I tried a couple other ones, and they just weren't up to snuff. The more natural ones, they didn't taste great. But then I was like, you know what? I'm going to fucking do this myself. And I just found that the best way to do it is you need like, and this is going to sound weird. You need mushroom powder, because that's the one thing that makes like that soupy, like bouillon-y, like beefy flavor. And then the rest is pretty self-explanatory. Dried onions, onion powder, garlic powder, lots of salt and stuff like that. And it's spot on now. So I'm really happy with that. Like when I make something silly like that, I'm like, ah, dude, I'm proud. I can make this now. It tastes way better. And it's, you know, it's way healthier because I can read the ingredients on the back of the package of fake sour cream, if you want to call it that. And see that there's only like several ingredients, and then I know the rest of the things that I put in there are just spices.
Yeah. Interesting. Awesome. Well, the other thing that we do have is the Madtown meetup in Madison, Wisconsin at the IO Arcade Bar, May 4th. May the 4th be with us. May the
You can
4th.
Get one of these beautiful guys right here. I'm going to be bringing over 100 of these pins. The Federation Frontline Report. I'm not going to be able to make it fully focused because it's
a little bit, you know.
That's perfect.
Pretty good.
Look at that.
It's pretty good. Yeah.
Beautiful. I'm going to be giving those out. They are Federation Frontline Report pins. Ever since we'd been to FanFest, the 20th anniversary of EVE Online in Iceland, I was like, dude, these guys got fucking sick pins. Like, there are so many pins,
yes,
and buttons that people have, and I was like, and you can hear them. I had to get us some, so I designed that. Well, I mean, I had already designed the logo, but then there was a little bit of work that went into designing the pin because you have to make sure which part is shiny, etc. You can get one of these bad boys or girls or they thems, whatever you prefer. I will be wearing a fanny pack at IO.
Well, there you go.
And I'll be giving these out.
Filled
with pins.
I just dug out my my coat.
Yeah, I have those too on my bar.
Oh yeah, in the tent. Those are super cool.
I actually am using it now, so I was just
using yeah. Well, I have them on the bar, so we are using them.
And we're gonna have other swag there. We'll have stickers and other handouts. We will have
and our
that we're gonna give away.
Ourselves, if you
about skins or what skins we're gonna actually.
Yeah, we had to figure that out. I got frozen. I got a ton of skins left over, and I still have some expensive ones. Mm-hmm. You probably still have them too. I gave away that last one on a stream. I felt I probably should have done that. It was like a 3-point-something billion-ish skin.
That was a Doctor Who skin, Nick.
It was a Doctor Who Nick skin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Super. Super
was,
skin.
That was a Marauder.
I made the mistake of showing all the skins that I had, and then they were, and then as soon as they won, they were like, Nix.
Yep.
It was like, God damn it.
I saw the one thing that would be worth an
He's like, I'm going to use it. No, I'm sure he will. And I'm glad. If they're using it and they're getting enjoyment out of it, that's all that matters to me.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
We have some pretty cool skins. We got some friendship skins. So it's just a matter of which ones we want to pool together and exactly how we want to give those away.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, it's tournaments. We might have a lot of different kind of easy tournaments for everybody to, like, you know, get involved in and you know, just kind of have some fun. We'll have, like, 1B Frogger. We'll do, like, a Capcom versus X-Men is one of the games that they have. Killer Queen, which is epic, so... And Flo Jeffalo, how you doing?
Yeah, I remember playing Killer Queen with the group, and Alex, I think, was also... Or Alec was playing with us as well.
Yep. And then we'll be also doing... What's that?
I was just saying, Alex Cart from... Or Alexei Cart from... Declarations of War. He'll be up there. 3Brand, I believe, is also on his way.
What? 3Brand?
Those guys face to face. I know, right? Face to face.
We get to kill that guy all the time. That's gonna be fun, dude.
I like 3Brand.
I love killing that dude. He's killed me a couple of
good.
Times.
That'd be awesome.
I think that my favorite time was I was doing a gate camp. I don't remember if it was a contract or if it was just like a I mean, let's face it, that's why Noir or why Network hired Gwen, right? Because, you know, gate camps and they're fun and people need morale or something. I don't know, criminals, they dip their toe in it, because every time I was on a fucking contract, everybody was like, oh, we got to make sure Gwen doesn't die while we're flying their high set. But Three Brand brought out something blingy. I don't remember what it was now, but we blew it up on that gate camp, so it was fun.
Yeah, he's always good for a fight, and I like mm-hmm. flying with him as Nightflyer in Tempest Kelso. So
I do remember when we killed him three times in a row, and it was like, I was like, you know, like every engagement, it was like, you know, kill Three Brand. It's like, sorry,
yeah,
man,
kill Three Brand, just kill him, just kill him.
I don't know why, like, but I see you, and I was like, I have to shoot you.
I'm due. I gotta keep going in. I'm due. So, I don't know. He's killed me a few times over there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think he's killed me a couple times. Yeah.
For their anger games.
You know, Alec is in local. He just waved at you, Frozen.
Oh.
I'm gonna give him a heart.
There he is.
But yeah. But yeah, I know it's really let's face it. So the basic, I mean, yeah, you get pins and stuff and swag, but like, it is really fucking cool to meet all these motherfucking nerds in person. I mean, I've met these fools in person and they're a lot of fun to hang out with. And and what's funny is I didn't meet Nightflyer until Iceland.
Yeah.
That was a pretty neat thing. He thought I was Danzig height. And I get it. I look like a dwarf. I do have a very dwarven build. I understand that, but I'm orc sized. Sorry to disappoint.
He's all legs.
All legs.
Legs. Yeah, and I've known Nightflyer for multiple years. For me,
yeah, you've known him before me.
Yeah, since Summer Swarm 21. Was it the last one?
God damn it! I missed it. I missed it. I was gonna be there.
Be there.
You gotta appreciate the puns. Jesus Christ.
No, that was a good time. I mean, to walk into a situation like that where I knew nobody, you know, I knew nobody in real life who played this game. And
be there.
I'm friends with people. That was like so cool. So big shout out to Anominate, Nom Nom. Hope you're doing well. for, you know, he invited me to all that. So, you know, just, a fan of his stream, and we got chatting, and he sent me a DM. He's like, yeah, show up, and gave me the Telegraph thing, and next thing you know, there I am. So, and now I got real friends. So,
real friends.
Real friends.
Just kidding.
Not my fake friends in real life.
No, no, that's there is a difference. There's a big difference, actually.
We're friends that'll go to Iceland with you.
Yeah, and we have.
And we'll do it again.
Yeah, no, I'm all set up for
next year.
Yep.
I mean, I'm not all set. I have tickets, but I don't have plane tickets yet.
I don't have plane tickets yet either. But
no, I didn't do that. I don't have anything yet. I'm waiting for the next go around of Iceland tickets. So I think they're in between the early bird and the next one.
Oh, okay. So.
But yeah, we'll Madtown is a chance to meet us assholes and we get to meet you. More importantly for us, we get to meet you guys, and frankly the turnout is looking a heck of a lot like I think we're exponentially expanding since last year.
Oh yeah we're definitely
a year before. Wait, was it last year? Was it?
It was last year. Yep. May, like,
time is all fucked like up right now for me.
Yep.
Oh yeah, if you've never been to a meetup, this is a great opportunity just to come out, check it out, and see what it's about.
And there's a lot of stuff to do other than the meetup too. Like, it's not like if you're like, I don't like these assholes, but I want to play a bunch of video games, there's a bunch of video games
to go
out.
Oh my god. The best, one of the best selections.
So cool on their podcast, but in real life they suck. You know?
Well, yeah.
You're still in Madison, and there's always something to do in Madison, so.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't met anybody that didn't like me, but, you know, we'll see. You're out there somewhere, ain't you?
That guy's probably out there, though. We'll find him.
I am an asshole.
Actually, okay. I have heard tales of, and I think been partake in activities that have gotten you some the mail that and yelling in.
That's local. In-game. That's in-game. It doesn't count.
I'm pretty sure that guy would have met you in real life after that, like immediate encounter.
He probably would have been like,
"I hate you."
I hate you, but I'm just fucking with you. Like, it was cool. Don't worry about it.
That's true.
But no, it's a lot of fun. I met the reason we joined initially, or when we joined Network, we met Alec in person, and he's a really cool dude. He's a fun dude to hang out with, and everybody that I met so far, and there's so many new people that we're gonna meet because I hadn't expected that this many people would be like, because it keeps going, it just keeps going. I'm watching the Discord, which, by the way, yeah, if you want to plug that, what oh, kitty cats coming in.
Oh yeah, I should.
I was gonna do.
But yeah, it's a lot of fun. We hang out, and IO has not only an amazing selection of retro video games and a good selection of like newer games, but an amazing collection of pinball machines. They have really good options for food. And by the way, I'm not 100% gluten-free. My wife is. So like, but they have a really good vegan menu as well. It's all pizza, but I mean, pizza's the best food in the world. I think Frozen would agree.
Yeah.
And also the Ninja Turtles would agree. And they have a really great bar and just a really welcoming atmosphere. And like it's the most welcoming fucking like barcade I've ever been to. And I've been to quite a few.
How are their hot wings? That's the,
Do they have hot wings?
They don't have
Frozen?
Hot wings at,
they don't
at,
have,
but
hot
wings. Oh, there are hot wings nearby.
We'll have to find some other place. We'll have to find some other place to hang out then. So. Maybe that's a Friday night thing. Friday night.
Yeah.
Midnight hot wings.
The midnight hot wings. Here you go.
Midnight hot wings.
All right. Well, I think we're going to go ahead and wrap things on up here. We will have one more show. No, two more shows before May 4th. No, one more show, right? One more show before May 4th.
It is a lot closer than we think.
Two more shows. It's only 3 weeks away, really. It's like right around the corner.
I'm looking forward to see what Night Flyer listens to in his car on the way from Milwaukee to Madtown.
It's not going to be what I do.
I want to know.
I'm going to come up with a playlist. You're going to be
okay. Cool. Yeah. I love all kinds of music. So I'm gonna judge you. No, I'm just kidding.
All right.
Real quick, though, before we wrap up, we talked about a pre-show, but we just want to give a shout-out again to our buddy and friend of the show, Rick Javits. This weekend, April 20th, at 1600 to 2200 in Oleta is the Frigate Free-for-All. So 10,000 handout frigates. Grab your alts, grab your mains, hop in. They hand
hide your kids, hide your wives.
Go shoot and kill somebody. You might want to set your graphics to potato mode because it does get sluggish with that many people. But people always bring other stuff. CCP has been known to drop orcas. They've been known to drop all sorts of stuff just so you can get in there and shoot it with. 10,000 a year.
Last year, somebody donated to me a smart bombing fanny, and I dropped it right in the middle of that shit. So if anybody wants to donate, I will fly anything. I don't think I can fly a Titan by that time, but most anything else I could probably figure out. You know, if you want to donate something, Gwen will warp in and pinata that shit as long as I get to get some kills.
There's plenty of action to go around this weekend. So if you don't have anything planned for Saturday, 1600 to 2200, go to Oleta.
Oleta. The way you said it sounded like an echo, so I had to.
Yeah, thank you for remembering that. That's yeah, that's going to be a huge event happening next Saturday. So Saturday U.S. time, is that Sunday EU time, or technically, what time is it?
No idea.
Yeah, 1600 EU.
1600 EU. Okay, so Saturday, early Saturday morning.
Stay Frosty.
Yeah, it's like 11 o'clock. Yeah, yeah. Big shout out to the guys at Stay Frosty, who put all this together. We've been spending the last month putting together ships and transporting.
That's huge, dude. That's a lot of work, and we appreciate it. Right. I think last time I got to shoot Frozen, we got to shoot some CCP in like an executioner or something.
Yeah. Yep, we did. Yep, I remember fighting off against, what CCP dev was
it? Good lord, I don't know how, that would take forever for me to figure that out on Z-Kill.
All right, well, let's go ahead and wrap things on up here, though. Thank you all for watching. Thank you for coming on to the show, and have a great night. Stay classy, New Eden.
Stay classy, New Eden.
Yeah, good night, everybody, and thanks for watching the show.
Good night, you motherfucking nerds.